This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The halacha slot tonight is entitled The Shadchan in Halacha. What I'd like to do is to start a series running for 3 or 4 weeks. We'll see how we go regarding Shidduchim. It's a fabulously interesting topic, loads to discuss. We won't discuss everything. There's so much there. But I've chosen a few interesting areas to explore. Let's begin with just a few opening comments regarding Shidduchim. First of all, there's a great mitzvah to be involved in Shidduchim. We know that what exactly is the mitzvah of being involved in Shidduchim? Well, first of all, it's v'ahavta l'recha kamocha. You're doing something which a person would want for themselves. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Moreover, they say that it's in the fulfillment of v'halachta b'drocha, which means we are enjoined to imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mahu Rachum, Afato Rachum, etc., etc. Just as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merciful, so we need to be merciful. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved in Shidduchim. Number one, he made the first ever Shidduch. After he created Adam HaRishon, he created a partner for him in Chava. But also there is a Medrash in last week's Parsha. The Medrash says in Vayikra Rabba, in Parsha Sav, in Parsha Chesim and Aleph, it's the first box on the handout. If you've got it in front of you, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golku@gmail.com. The Medrash says the following. Shola is Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta. A certain Roman noblewoman asked Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta, one of the Tanoim, Omru Lai, become a Yomim bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Esai Lomai. How long did it take for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create his world? Omru Lai, L'sheishis Yomim. It took 6 days. Omru Lai, so she said to him, what's he been doing since then? It took 6 days to create the world. What's he been doing since? Answers Rabbi Yossi bar Chalafta, Omru Lai, Mezaveg Zivugim. He's been involved in Shidduchim. He's been making partners, matches in life. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Oisek B'Zivugim, took 6 days to create the world, and since then, many thousands of years, he's been involved in Shidduchim. It's certainly a fulfillment of a halachta bidrocha. It's so important, it's such a wonderful mitzvah that it's actually even allowed to do it on Shabbos, even though it may involve financial arrangements, and we waive the mitzvah, the issa drabbanan, the rabbinical prohibition of mekach or memkar. We sing it in the Zmiris. In my yedidus, in the Zmiris, we say chapotzech v'asurim. However, hirhurim mutarim ulashadei chabonis, that we make reference to the fact that you're allowed to make shidduchim on Shabbos. What does the word actually mean? A shidduch. So it's an Aramaic word. Interestingly, the Ran in Shabbos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph says that it's Aramaic for the word peaceful. And it's a reference to the Shalom Bayis that we hope the couple will enjoy. Also, the Oruch, and I saw the Balamor and other Rishonim and others explain that the word Shidduch means to bind together. You're taking two people and you're joining them in marriage. That is what Shidduch means. Now, what I want to explore this evening is the Shadchan's fee. There's lots to say on this. There's lots of literature about this. It's a very interesting area. We know the Shadchan gets a fee for it. Just by the way, the fact that he gets paid for it should not take away from the fact that it's a mitzvah. I remember once hearing from Rabbi Joey Grunfeld, he once spoke in some convention or some place, and he said, he mentioned, who do you think is the biggest Baal Chesed in this town here in London? And he said, Nachman Reich, Mr. Reich. And it's true, Nachman is a tremendous Baal Chesed. He's a well-known caterer. He does tremendous Chesed for lots of people who need help. And so someone said, but he gets paid for it. But that's not the point. Yes, he gets paid. That's his panosa. But what he does over and above that, and the generosity and the warmth with which he serves and gives, is his tremendous Baal Chesed. I remember I once had an episode with him. It was a Motzei Shabbos. It was Purim the next day, and we were looking, last minute to get some costumes to dress up on Purim, and my wife and I, we decided we're going to be a sort of a Hasidic, years ago, soon after we got married, I think, we were going to be a Hasidic couple, and the young kids were going to be Hasidic kids, and we went into the old Paper Plus, and we went to get some costumes, And I saw we got various things, but I didn't have a Bekisha. So I saw Nachman Reich there. So I said, Mr. Reich, do you have a Bekisha I can borrow? And it was a Motzei Shabbos. He was still wearing his Shabbos Bekisha. He took it off. I said, no, I can't take that one. So he called his wife, and I went around to his house. He got a spare one for me. And when I went around to his house, I saw, you know, the people who are in the Kehillah, people who are the Mitzrachim, they were sitting on his settees. They were hanging out there. That was the place where they all went to. So getting paid for it is not a contradiction to doing chesed. And on the contrary, many of the Gedolim felt that the money they got for Shidduchim, for arranging their matches, was considered the most honest and kosher money which they had. I think it was the Maharal who famously said that he would buy his Lulav and Esrog with money obtained from through Shidduchim, through suggesting Shidduchim, because he felt that was the most kosher money he had. And that was therefore, when it came to Arba Minim, it needs to be Lochem, it needs to be properly yours. And therefore he would use his Shatchonetz Geld for that money, for that mitzvah. So let's talk about the Shatchan's fee. There are two types of Shatchan, and they are treated slightly differently in Halacha. This will be the focus of this evening's discussion. The two types of Shatchan are when the parents approach the Shatchan, and when they say that we've got a child of marriageable age, can you help us find a partner for that child? And the second type is when the Shatchan approaches the parents. Now, they're treated slightly differently in Halacha, in the laws of Chesh and Mishpat, in the laws of how you actually pay them. When the parents approach the Shatchan, then they have a din of a Schir Kablon, which means, you know, they're contracted to do, you know, workers for you. And in Halachic terms, although it may take away from the romance and of the shidduch situation, but it's no different to taking your suit into a dry cleaner. When you take your suit into a dry cleaner, you are paying for services rendered. And therefore, when the dry cleaner cleans the suit and fulfills that service and gives it back to you, you have an obligation to pay. That's al schir, a sochir, is a schir kablan. And so too, if you go to a lawyer and they need, you know, they're going to act for you on behalf of a purchase of a house, or you go to an accountant to do your tax return, they also are a schir kablan. Masha'in came, if the shatchan approaches the parents, they have a din of what's called yored l'teich sobehu. If you take a look at the Bir HaGra says in Chesh Mishpat and Simon Pei Zayin, Sifkot and Kufit Zayin, he says it in another place as well, din ha-shatchan is kosov maharam, says the Gaon, he says the Maharam writes, shumadin ha-yored l'steich habeiro. Someone who goes down to his friend's field, shalobashos, he wasn't asked to do it, shem hoise sode asuya lito, if the friend had a field which was ready to plant, how much would a person pay to have that field planted and worked? So for example, if you've got a field which is ready to be harvested, and you have decided next week on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to harvest this field, and I've got to maybe get some workers involved, and I'm going to pay expenses to harvest the field, and somebody else goes along on the Thursday and Friday and harvest the field, so then the owner has to pay this person. It's called Yered L'Teich Sodeh. Well, so too, if a person has a child of marriageable age and the parents were thinking about, this child started dating and getting engaged at some point, so then if a Shatzkin approaches the parents, he has the status of a Yered L'Teich Sodeh. Now, what is the difference between the two? What practical nafkamina is there between when the parents approach the Shatzkin and the Shatchan has the status of a Schir Kablon, and where the Shatchan approaches the parents when he has the status of a Yered L'Teich Sodeh? So there are three nafkaminas that that we'll talk about. Number one is the Issa of Lo Solin. There is a prohibition to delay payment. The Halacha says, if you hire, let's say, I don't know, a decorator to decorate your house, the Halacha says, the Pasuk says, B'yoymo titen lo schoro. You have to pay on the day, which means if I hire him tomorrow, Thursday, and he works and he paints my living room, I've got to pay him not by sundown on Thursday night. There's another period of time until daybreak on Friday morning. And violate, and that's B'yom HaTiten Eschor, you've got to pay him on time. And it's a mitzvah saseh. And lo salin pula sochir al beker, you're not allowed to delay it, is a violation of a lav. Now, delaying the payment only applies to a sochir, to a hired worker. And therefore, if the parents approach the shadchan, then delaying payment could violate lo solid. Masha'inkein, if the shadchan approaches the parents, then that's considered a chov, it's like a brokerage fee, and then lo salim would not apply. A second nafka minna would be when to actually pay. When do you have to pay the shatran? Is it after the engagement? Is it after they get married? Is it a year down the line, the first anniversary, the second anniversary? When do you actually pay? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Cheshen Mishpat Simen Kuf Pei Hei, Siv Yud, this is the bottom box on the page. The Ramah says, if the shatran wants to get the money straight away, he says pay up, straight after the couple get engaged. For habaylim, which let's say that means the parents, einam reitzim l'shalim ad nisun. They said, no, we want to wait till after they get married. Tolu b'minhag ha'medina, says the Ramah, it all depends on the custom of the place. Of a mokum she'ein minhag ha'din ma'baylim, when there's no minhag, the din is with the bailim, is with the parents. Now, therefore, for example, what is the din in, what is the minhag in London? What is the minhag in Israel, in America, wherever it may be? So the Aruch HaShulchan, writing, 150 years ago or so, he says in Evan Oez Simon Nun Sif Membeis, Haminag Etzleinu, the Aminag is Lesalik HaShatchonus Miyadach HaTnoim, to pay the shatchan straight after the engagement. It depends on the minhag amokam. Now, says the Shaar Ephraim that this comment of the Ramah is only applicable, is specifically where the shatchan approaches the parents and provided the benefits, and the full benefits is after the wedding. But for one, in the case where the parent where the parents contracted the shatchan, then you've got to pay straight away because they contracted to do a job. What is the job? To find a partner for the child. And therefore, as soon as they date and they get engaged, then their contractual obligations has been performed. And therefore, one has to pay straight away. Masha Enkein, that the Ramah is talking about a situation where the shatran approaches the parents, and then the chiyuv to pay is because of Yorid Latoch Sadeu, you've gone down to their field, you've provided the benefits, and the full benefit is only after the wedding. And the Hanor is not complete until then. And therefore, that depends on the minhag amokum, and where there is no minhag, you wait until the wedding. You wait until after the wedding. A third nafka minna would be Rachman al-Islam in a broken engagement. Because again, if you say that the reason is it's because of a sochir kablon, you've contracted them to do the job, but after they get engaged, the job is done. And therefore, you've got to pay them. If they subsequently, unfortunately, get disengaged, then that doesn't take away from it. I mean, I'm making a crass analogy, but it brings the point home. When you pay the dry cleaner to clean your suit, and then a few days later you're sitting there and you spill something on your suit, it doesn't take away from the fact that you've got to pay the dry cleaner, or whatever you decide to sell the house after the lawyer buys it for you, you know, acts for you in buying it. That doesn't make a difference. The point is the job was done, and therefore you've got to pay straight away. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Chozru Bohen, when it's Batla Shatchonus, Baturma Habani Mishalim Schorai, Elim Ken Histo Beheja. So again, Shai Ephraim explains that comment of the Ramah is specifically applicable where the Shatchan approaches the parents and provided the benefits, and the full benefit is only after they get married. So that's why the Ramah says in Chozru Bohen, if they get disengaged, when it's Batla Shatchonus, Baturim Habani Mishalim. But that's only where the Shatchan approach the parents. But where the parents approach the shatran, then it will be different. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. You don't take the money back. So it all depends. These are nafka minas on what type of arrangement it was. And there's, of course, lots to say on this. Mr. Hashem will continue discussing some of these things next week. But some of the topics we'll explore next week are some very interesting things. Number one, who actually pays? Is it the parents who have to pay? Is it the children, the chosn and kala themselves? Is it their responsibility? Number two, whichever it's either the chosn or the kala or the parents, whose side? Is it one side or the other side? Is it 50-50? And even if, let's say it's 50-50, what happens in a situation where one side causes a lot more work than the other side? So how does that work? And also, how much? What about multiple shatchanim, where one person gives the idea, the other person sort of, you know, works on the whole shidduch, and there's another possibility someone finishes it off. What about international shidduchim? What about if the let's say the chosin lives in Israel, the kal lives in America, and the shatchanim have different rates in America and in Israel? How does that work? So Mitz Hashem, part two of our shidduch series, Mitz Hashem will continue next week. Some very, very interesting ideas. But just to summarize what we've said tonight, there is a tremendous mitzvah to be involved in shidduchim, like we said, based on a medrash in last week's parsha. It's a kima v'holachta bidrochov. The word itself means either peaceful, that's what the Ran says in Shabbos, portent, hopefully, of the Shalom Bayis that the couple would experience, or it means to bind together. And the shatchan's fee, there are two types of shatchan. Either the parents approach the shatchan, or the shatchan approach the parents, and they have different, they treat this slightly differently in halacha. And the three nafkamin, as we mentioned, were the issur of lo solin, the question of when to actually pay after the engagements or after the wedding, and also about a broken engagement, rachman al-islam, what happens then? Anyway, so to be continued, some very interesting material of Mr. Shem for next time.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.